The curse of the commercial. That's what this is about. And in the context of the internet, I'm going to talk a little bit of a rant about what's happened on the internet over the last 15 years. Well, look, let's go back then to the beginning of the internet. It was slow. It stumbled its way forward. But its potential was enormous. And its potential was there to change radically the way in which communications was carried out all over the world. It put the ability to communicate in a radically different way and in a hugely engaging way out there to people who previously didn't have the ability to reach across the globe. It connected up people from different cultures, different interest groups, people of overlapping and complementary tastes. It enabled conversations to take place on a global basis. It also enabled people to see into the world of other people. It gave a tremendous boost and outlet to social life. And it also, as a byproduct, enabled businesses to be seen more clearly than they were before, to become more social, to become more transparent, to become more open. And one of the greatest documents in relation to the internet that I have ever read and that has inspired my thinking immensely was a thing called the Clue Train Manifesto. CLUETRAIN, the Clue Train Manifesto, written in 1999. Consisted of 100 propositions. No, sorry, it consisted of 94 propositions, I think, about the world of the internet and how it was translating things. Transforming things, rather. And the whole idea that via the internet, and particularly then via what it spawned in what subsequently was called Web 2.0, you know, basically a few years later, the interactivity that was made possible through social media, the revolution that no longer would we have to be passive recipients of media dominated by other people. We would have our own media, and we would also be able to talk back and communicate with, and organizations and even individuals would need to attract us rather than bombard us. All of that was tremendously exciting to me and to loads of other people. Okay, I want you to fast forward to the current date, to today, and this is why I'm making this particular piece of audio. Let me give you a list of the things that I detest so much. You go on the internet to do one thing, and you get this pop-up thing that tells you, sign up for my newsletter, come to my website. You go to look up a website and you have all these other websites which are commercially placed right in front of you, plunked there. It's almost impossible to go onto the internet and search for something and not be bombarded with advertising. I mean, it used to be said in social media, as a result of social media, that you could go on the internet and get exactly what you wanted. And that it wasn't like going to be like the traditional advertising world where you'd be bombarded with advertising images all the time. No, life was going to be a lot cleaner. Newspapers were going to be on the way out and all sorts of things. I don't want to make this too broad. But now, commercial. What's happened with commercial? Commercial has moved more and more steadily and openly into social. How to use Facebook for commercial purposes. How to build your business through Facebook. How to use Twitter for your business. How to use Instagram for your business. How to achieve your purpose in life via my business. And a whole load of people giving you advice on how you can transform your interests on social media into passive income, ways of getting rich. People trying to tell you that you can really lie back and enjoy life and make thousands of euros and dollars every week or every month just by being out there on the internet and doing certain things. The way so many people started off being social, chatting, talking about their interests, being curious about other people's interests, and have given up most of that and turned themselves into, you know, commercial, business-oriented people, communicating their business interest and no longer being as open as they used to be. I feel that I can cut out a lot of the commercial stuff by ignoring it, by not looking at the sidebar ads on Google and stuff like that. I feel I can, you know, prevent myself from being having my life taken over by commercial interests. People trying to tell me that I need certain things. But it takes energy. It takes energy to keep things out of your sight line, keep things out of it. You know, you go onto YouTube and you want to watch a particular video and now you're subjected to watching, you know, you can turn off the ad in 5 seconds. You go to several of social media apps. Loads and loads of the apps. So the model for keeping up this method is to have some form of so-called commercialization, monetization. I mean, a horrid word, monetization, I have to say. I dislike it immensely. Why people can't say how to make some money or how to get some money in order to be being able to keep going, I don't know. It has to be called monetization, such an abstract, unlovable word. There's just too much. Now, I'm not against, you know, businesses being on the internet. Don't get me wrong. I'm all in favor of people having websites. But so many websites are purely about the services being offered by the organization. They try to keep hidden from you what's really going on within the organization. They don't seem to care about making the organization truly attractive, except on a transactional basis. If you want to, well, just pick, if you want a paint pot, we sell paint pots, and here's the price at which we sell paint pots. And it's all degenerates and degenerating to sameness. The, what that wonderful man who wrote Breaking from the Pack, whose name has temporarily gone out of my head, called, and maybe others have used this phrase, the commoditization of everything. The dilution of character. You know, the way in which organizations are all projecting themselves in about the same kind of a way. So how interest in things, how the ingenuity of communicating about things is being Well, diluted is a nice word about it, but, you know, cut back and destroyed, really. So if you project forward on the internet another 5 years, which is impossible to do, because, you know, we couldn't say what was going to happen 5 years ago. Okay, you can be pretty confident about saying we'll have a whole load of virtual reality. We'll have all the stuff to do with Oculus Rift and all that kind of a thing. We'll be able to see around the world. But of course, all this use of virtual reality will all be sponsored. And we'll have sponsors' messages all over the place. We'll have sponsored this and that, and we'll have... Now, there is another model. There is another way of doing it. And if you look at how Brain Pickings does it, the wonderful best blog in the world, as far as I'm concerned, called Brain Pickings, run again by somebody whose name has gone out of my head this very minute. All of that. You can have a donate system. People can donate money to good causes. It doesn't have to be commercial sponsorship, but everyone's doing commercial sponsorship. Everybody wants to get rich. Everybody wants to, you know, accumulate. There's nothing wrong with getting rich, don't get me wrong. But if you get rich at the expense of becoming boring, well, I'm not much interested. And I don't think a lot of human beings are all that interested too. I mean, we crave being amused, being excited, being challenged, being introduced to fresh communications. So the commercialization of everything digital these days is a real... I mean, it's too late in some ways to do something about it, except in niches, in small community-type situations. Maybe there is possible to fight back against stuff that we don't like. We don't have to be totally dominated, but I don't know how to fight back, and that's why I'm kind of making this audio. Just to sort of share with you some thoughts I have, some feelings I have, and some wishes I have. Okay, thanks a million. I'm going to have some lunch now. Bye for now. Thanks a million for listening. You're very good people, and you have great stamina.